to talk about Project Juliet. Our client was Morgan Stanley, and that's exactly what they asked us to do. They find it very easy to tell when a failure happens. They wanted us to predict it before it does. Obviously, the advantages of that are pretty obvious. They've got a lot of hard drives, a huge amount. We were given a data set of around 3,600 hard drives, and that was for one office of theirs. We get 5 minutes samples of these, we were given 6 weeks of data. So whatever we did, it had to be quick. We had no choice. It had to be an extremely fast algorithm for running this. We set it up, we did a relational database. We decided to do it very multi-threaded because we knew it had to scale. We decided to try and do a probability that something was off. Not necessarily that it was going to be a failure, but just this isn't what we would expect this hard drive to be doing now. And then gave them a load of tools, so we gave them the ability to get some graphs, so that when we say, okay, there's an anomaly, they can have a look on the graph and go, well, either you're talking crap, or no, you've actually got a point. We didn't really entirely know how to go about this, so we decided to do it in four different ways. The first thing we thought of was just standard looking at some statistical methods, so getting the mean of the data, standard deviation, that sort of thing. And another one of looking at the correlation between reads and writes. If we've got a drive that's in the past been writing a lot and with very few reads, if that suddenly switches, why? What's the reason for that? So we'll point it out so they can have a look. Which were our first two. So that's roughly what we're looking at there. And then the second two were trying to sort of exploit the periodicity of the data. We were told, and it's relatively obvious, that for a company like Morgan Stanley, their trading day is very much going to dictate their hard drive usage. So if we're at a Monday at 5 p.m. and we're getting behaviour that doesn't fit that, that's something we should be pointing out. The way we went about this, we did a fast Fourier transform of the data because that's designed specifically to look at frequencies. And we also used the KMP algorithm, which one of our guys implemented, he thought data was discrete, so a discrete method would be much more apt at tackling it. They gave us the additional challenge of not actually telling us where any of the failures happened. They said, you've got seven of them, have fun. So one of our guys managed to confirm five of these. We're pretty sure the other two are right, but we haven't actually had time to get them confirmed. We've got a few graphs to show you of what these look like. So the red line, when that goes to zero, is when the failure happens. The blue line is the backup drive kicking in, so it gets a huge amount of writes to get all the data off the failed drive. The other piece over here is the drive being replaced, so it then has to copy everything back off the backup drive to come back in. This is one of a few failure modes. This is a very similar one. This again, but with a drive that's much higher and more frequented use. There are a load of different ways these drive fails. One of the main problems we had in actually trying to get this project to work properly was a drive will not fail in the same way every time. So a method that's really good at picking out one type of failure might be terrible at picking out the other, which, yeah, caused a few problems as we went along. We did, however, get it running extremely quickly. That data there, so around half a minute for the database and half a minute for the algorithm, that's for an hour's worth of data of 3,600 drives on a computer that's not amazing. It's just one of the ones in the lab. So we were pretty happy with the speed. The accuracy's not great. We can get it to about 70-30% split of drives that we think will fail and drives that we think won't. But in terms of actually getting this drive will fail, we're not far. We really think it can be taken further if we have more time. Google did a paper on this, and they didn't manage to do it either. So that makes for a lot better about our results. But we do think if with a bit more time and some more work on the methods, then it's definitely possible to get some very good results and really help people out.